Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. It's good to have you here as we continue the holiday season, and I'm starting to feel it, folks. You know, I know I've got this Scrooge reputation, and it's kind of justified. It's kind of earned, but I'm starting to feel it a little bit. I'm getting a little bit giddy about this thing here. I don't know what's going on, but maybe it's because Colleen Rickenbacker is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's our etiquette expert. She's misbehavior. She is the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior, and she's our good friend. Colleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure. Happy holidays.
It's good to have you back. Happy holidays to you too as well. And yes, folks, she is related to Eddie Rickenbacker, the great World War I pilot. Colleen, I got a confession to make.
Oh, I love your confessions.
You're the one who has told us about not moving our plates when we're at a restaurant or being served somewhere. Let someone else, whoever's waiting on us, let them move our plates. And you're the one who said not to stack up plates, don't consolidate plates. You shouldn't be doing that. If you're sitting there and you're the guest or the customer, you should let other people do that. Well, I got a confession to make, Colleen. I have to say, though, I knew that it was wrong because I even said, Colleen's not going to like this. She would be so disappointed in me, but I moved some plates the other day.
Oh.
But see, in my opinion, it was for a good reason.
And what was that reason?
It was in the way of my dessert.
Oh, that's okay.
You
switch your plates.
Now, doggone it.
Yeah.
You didn't I've had all this guilt.
You didn't ask me about dessert.
You left that out.
No. Especially now, over the holidays, because everybody has dessert.
I've had so much.
You don't want to get your sleeve. You don't want to reach over that. So that's one time you can flip-flop them.
I have had so much guilt over this, Colleen.
No. See, you were right and you didn't even know it.
Oh, man.
Switch them back. You know, you can exchange them or switch them out. But when you're done, don't push that dessert plate back away from you. Leave it where it is. And more importantly, don't be stacking them up. You're not
okay,
in your
so
home.
Okay, so I can't put the dessert. But see, then the dessert plate gets in the cup in the way of the rest of my coffee.
Well, that you have to get over.
Oh, I just need to deal with that?
Deal with it. So.
Well, I feel better now. I had all this. I've been carrying around all this guilt because I'd moved some plates.
You're fine. That's about the only thing you can move.
You've got to quit leaving stuff like that out, Colleen.
I need more time with you, I guess. So.
you've always known I was a work in progress. So I'm a little bit concerned that we've gotten you on a little bit late because you've got holiday etiquette stuff to talk to us about, and there might have already been some crimes committed here.
Well, I'm
since
sure
parties have already been going on.
But you got to remember, New Year's Eve is coming up. Maybe they're still going to a New Year's Eve party.
Oh yeah, that's the one with the alcohol. So that's
right.
That could get out of hand. Okay, what do we need to do?
The best thing is remember, be moderate. Be moderate, and what I mean by that is the way you go to dress at any more of these holiday parties that are going up, be it any more Christmas parties, any more office parties, any more New Year's Eve party. Don't all of a sudden feel that you have to be very risque in the way you dress.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you got to remember, you're going to see these people.
Are you talking to guys? Are you talking to guys or girls here now?
Both.
Oh.
Both.
Well, see, I agree with you.
I agree. Crazy.
Guys don't need to be risque. I agree with that.
Well, they get kind of crazy, and they will pull out these outfits. God only knows where they came from.
Like a 1975 leisure suit or something like that.
Exactly, with a little
red salsa outfit or something.
Watch the ties. It's fun to be a little holiday and Christmas and all that, but don't have someone press your tie and it sings jingle bells to them.
Oh yeah,
like that.
Or have something, some kind of off color tie or something like that.
Just even worse, and you'll see a lot of those or flashing ties or something or other. So dress moderately, and the women just kind of not too short, not too low, not too whatever.
Whoa, time out. Now, what's wrong with that?
you're saying this as a man?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
What you need to remember is you have to see these people again either the next day or the next week. You're going to be working with them.
Oh, we have those flashy things like they have in Men in Black where when everybody's leaving, they hit you with a light and you forget everything.
Tacky, tacky. I'm moving on. The other moderate is obviously your drink and your eat. Don't go into a party and immediately go to the bar and just start, standing and hanging out at the bar all night.
Some people, now
that is
annoying to me. Some people think that because it's New Year's Eve, let's say, that's a reason, that's actually a free pass
right.
to get sloppy,
exactly.
blind running,
uh-huh.
Drunk.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. I drink very much in moderation. I don't drink that much at all. In fact, it stops tasting good to me after one or two little drinky poos.
Correct.
But the thing is that there's nothing in the world more obnoxious than someone who's drunk.
Exactly.
No matter who
it's
they are,
horrible.
No matter how much you love them.
Yeah, and they just sit there all night. I mean, yes, you could have if you want, if you prefer to drink and it's the right atmosphere, you can have a drink in your hand, but you don't have to be downing them all night because
mm-hmm.
they're free, and you're right, you have the permission to go and drink that night. More importantly, for any of the parties, designate somebody to drive or just have someone call you a taxi.
Yeah, or drink eggnog.
You want to see a lot more holidays.
Drink eggnog. At least you'll get full before you get drunk.
Right. Which is the next thing. Don't be grazing all night. Don't be hanging
out.
Now
you're starting to meddle a little bit, Colleen. I mean, the women have gone to all this trouble to make all this nice food. I mean, I'm going to make them feel good.
Well, eat, but you got to remember there's other people behind you.
And oh,
how
yeah,
you talk
thing.
To people. Your mouth, especially if it's in someone's home. They've made X amount of food, and if you just keep eating and eating and eating and eating, they don't have all these
yeah.
extra trays in the back like restaurants do.
Mm-hmm.
They've made it. They've kind of geared what they thought people were going to eat, if it's not a sit-down.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go. The other thing, too, is when I just said that, I just thought of something. If someone does invite you over to their home for the holidays, either, like I said, Christmas or New Year's or whatever it may be, don't be randomly just bringing anybody you feel like you should bring to this party. You've been invited, maybe you and your significant other or your spouse or your partner have been invited. Doesn't mean you can bring all of your children if they didn't specify bring kids. Nor does it mean you can bring a whole bunch of other people with
yeah.
you, like everybody from your office.
You can assume one associated party, right?
Right.
One associated
right.
person with you.
Sometimes.
You can assume
sometimes
that.
Sometimes it might just be you.
Might just be you.
Watch the invitation.
And my wife won't let me bring a date to these things either, Colleen. I don't know. She's been narrow about that. Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back with Colleen Rickenbacker. She is Ms. Behavior. Stay with us.
To go home. Then he makes it fast. One more thing.
Chicago for you.
Another illusion I chose to create.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Colleen Rickenbacker is here, too. She's our good friend. She is Ms. Behavior. She is the author of Be On Your Best Business Behavior. She's talking to us about etiquette during the holidays. Colleen, I need your website. I need to know where your book's available, please.
It's real easy. It's ColleenRickenbacker.com.
And that's two L's, two E's in the first
yep.
name. Rickenbacker
uh-huh.
has a K, not a H on the front. Well, a K in the front, H in the back.
Exactly
Rickin,
right.
Rickenbacker, so do that
right.
one, .com. And they can find the book there?
Yes, very much.
What about?
See, it's still time for Christmas. You can still get it in time for Christmas.
Where else can they get it?
Just come to my website. That's
okay.
the easiest place.
ColleenRickenbacker.com.
It's going to go back on Amazon.
Can they get a signed copy, an autographed copy, if they order from your website?
If you come to my website, that's the only way you're going to get it.
There you go.
Copy.
So, folks, you're going to want to ask for that. In 100 years, that'll make the book worth at least an extra 50 cents. Colleen?
Maybe.
Okay, we were talking about behavior, being on our best behavior during the holiday parties. What about company parties? Now, see, when we were talking earlier, I was kind of thinking like neighborhood parties or over at your friends' houses or whatever. What about a business party?
That's even more you need to watch a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the people that you're with every day. You're going to see them again right after the holidays. And everything that you worked for could be lost in one night. And the other part is, too, maybe it's not you. Maybe you bring your significant other, and they're the ones that's drinking too much.
Oh,
they're the one
I've
that looks bad. You know, I mean,
like
they
Fredo's
represent
wife, like Fredo's wife in The Godfather, right?
Yeah.
You know, when I worked for Xerox now decades ago, not just years ago, decades ago, they used to have this little thing they called "You Bet Your Job" prom night. whenever the company would have the whatever part of the company was having a party.
Uh-huh.
They would always call it "You Bet Your Job" prom night, because there would be people who would get so, you know, sideways at these parties that they literally would it would cost them their job.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Easily done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes you just get so worked up that maybe you don't eat before you get there, and then you have those first couple drinks, and then you get silly.
That's the big thing. I think that's the thing. I never have understood this. When I used to go out with folks, in those days, when I used to go out with this bunch, I would always order food.
Right. Soak it up.
I would order food, and then I would, you know, maybe I would have a drink or something, but mm-hmm. these people wouldn't eat any meal. They wouldn't eat any
right.
food all night.
Right. And then they go and they hit the bar first, and they're
done.
Even now one drink, they're done.
Folks, even if you plan to drink a lot, which I never did, even if you plan to drink a lot, take about 20 minutes and get some food in you.
Right. I mean, if you feel comfortable, you know, like carrying a glass of wine in your hand, just sip it all night. That way you have something there. But the other thing is, too, make sure that you carry it in your left hand. So your right hand, as you meet the boss or the boss's wife or the boss's husband, whichever the case may be, your right hand is free to shake someone's hand. Nor do you have, like, a plate in your hand and this, you know, and your drink in your hand. And then you go to shake their hand. And if you carry it in your right hand, then your hand's all wet and mushy and everything else. And your mouth is full. So just be moderate. Meet the host, the hostess at your office party. Be it the chairman of the board. Be it the president, the CEO, whatever. Make sure you go up to them right away, right in the beginning. Thank them for having you at this party or get together. And then you can go around and do things. But make sure you always go to your host and hostess first.
And go early before you get
right.
sideways.
And, right.
And also, another thing I've learned, Colleen, a lot of people expect you to have a drink in your hand. They
right.
want you to have a good time. They want you to be enjoying yourselves. So they want you to have a glass of wine or a highball glass or something like that in your hand. A glass of ice water with a napkin kind of draped around the bottom of it looks an awful lot like gin and tonic.
Oh, fake them out. I mean, exactly. I mean, it could look like vodka. It could look like anything. And that way, you're in command for the night. You're in control. You know exactly what you're doing. You don't want to wake up the next day and think, oh, dear Lord, what did I do last night? Did I say something wrong? Did I do something wrong? You know, I mean, why are you going to put more stress on you for the holidays? And it has been proven that people are just stressed out for every reason, money-wise, just
yep.
everything over the holidays, with travel and everything else that goes with it. So why add one more stress to something else?
All right, what else? What are some other etiquette
Well,
tips?
I wanted to go back. Two more things I wanted to tell you. I wanted to go back to one thing about the guest. Believe it or not, parties are still maybe just you. You know, they're just inviting you to the party. So don't assume that you can bring your wife or bring your partner or bring the next-door neighbor with you.
Mm-hmm.
Read how the invitation comes to you. If it just says, "Dear Jim," that's all that's invited is Jim. You know, it's not everybody else that you want to bring along with you. So just be wise, because then if you show up at the party with your wife or your wife and your children and no one else is a guest there, you know, you didn't pay attention and, you know, you're
right.
the one that looks bad. So
right.
always pay attention to invitations, not for just the holidays, but for everything. My other thing is don't forget to follow up with a thank you note.
Colleen.
I know. I bug you with
me.
Those.
This is like homework.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice if you got a thank you note for something?
I know it is.
And you always go, "Aw."
That's what wives are for, isn't it?
Don't even get me there. It's too early to get me on that.
Everybody knows that I'm a kindred spirit with Alan Alda, folks. I'm just teasing Colleen. I write lots and lots of thank you notes.
Yes, you do.
I'll answer for that after a while. But go ahead. But anyway, finish up.
But just remember that if you are invited to your boss's home, you know, for the holidays, then you should send a nice little thank you note to him and his wife, or her and her husband, whichever
right.
the case may be. And
gotta go, Colleen.
Oh,
And the way I do thank you notes is I say, honey, did you send that thank you note? Happy holidays, Colleen. Thanks for being
here.
Thank you. See you next time. Quick break, folks. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.